Well, there's a very big agenda that's very important, not just to MCC, but to the world. As you know, climate change is very high on the agenda, as is looking at the impact coming out of the global crisis on the world economy, the opportunities for growth and for poverty reduction, which is at the core of MCC's mission.
Now, this meeting, of course, has many heads of state and various officials. Does anything actually get done at these big meetings, or is it just a lot of talk?
No, I think a lot hopefully will get done because we are at such an important time in the world. And many of the developing countries, for example, that we work with have come to New York very hopeful that progress can be made on a couple of very important agenda items. Today, we're going to be talking about the challenge of capacity building and country ownership. And countries are looking to develop countries to provide their assistance to them in a way that respects country ownership. They'll be asking, can developing countries take the lead in providing the driving force for using money effectively? And that, too, is at the heart of MCC's model.
Now, I see the session is called Country-Led Development, Proven Partnerships in Fighting Global Poverty. Can you give me an example of this country-led development?
Let me give you an example from Ghana, where our president, President Obama, visited. He focused on the importance of good governance and economic opportunity. Ghana, I think, is a good demonstration. It's a country that put together a program which is focused on the root causes of poverty and the key constraints to economic growth. It's a very strong program that we have supported. $547 million focused on achieving real results. It's not even at the halfway mark, and already we see tremendous concrete results on the ground for the people of Ghana. And it's attracting significant private investment, domestic investors, Ghanaians, as well as foreign investment.
So how does this work? It's not simply giving money to a country as was done in years past. How does the MCC work with a country?
We see this as an investment in countries. It's a leg up, not a handout. We want to be sure that our money is focused on achieving real results and that the money is being used for the purposes intended, so there is a lot of accountability, transparency around it. Our business plans for every country are on the web, including the performance indicators that we use to judge progress. If you look back at the history of foreign assistance, what we have sorely missed is this clear focus on results and accountability, as well as country ownership.
Now, the Millennium Challenge Corporation aims to help countries achieve the Millennium Development Goals. But with this current economic crisis, what is the status of those Millennium Development Goals?
Well, there, as you know, has been progress in too few cases in being able to actually achieve the Millennium Development Goals, but some countries have. I think one good example is Cape Verde. Cape Verde is a compact country. In fact, it's one of our very first. It's now going into the fourth of the five-year grant program, and they've made remarkable progress in achieving the objectives that were set out in the compact.
Do you see, considering the current economic situation, the MCC expanding its programs?
Yes, well, we are hopeful. The president, as you may know, for next year's budget, requested from the Congress a 62% increase in funding for MCC so that we can partner with more countries around the world.
Now, President Obama at the G8 summit and on other occasions has called on African countries to be transparent, to tackle corruption. Does this help in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, good governance is at the heart of the MCC approach. It is a reward for good performance, including good governance. And control of corruption is a hard indicator for us. It's one that countries must pass to be eligible for MCC assistance.